The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. The following segment is from NFL Reacts, a part of the SB Nation NFL show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one. We do have to get to the game of the year. The game that I have been hyping up all week, all season, really. I have been waiting for this contest between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday at Arrowhead Stadium. It could not have come at a better time for the Kansas City Chiefs after dropping 41 points against the Las Vegas Raiders. Narrative shift. Chiefs offense is back, baby. Cowboys come into town. Cowboys pass rush is super banged up. Patrick Mahomes is ready to prove that the Chiefs are still Super Bowl contenders. The narratives around this game are awesome. I'm really excited about that. But what I'm really most excited about this game is that it legitimately has 2018 Chiefs-Rams shootout potential, in my opinion. Now, it might not hit that 105-point mark like that game did, but that's one of the best NFL football games that I've ever watched in my life. That's exactly what I want from this game. Like, I want the defense to just be like, we're not even going to play. Like, we're not even going to try. Let's just score a million points and see who gets the ball at the end of the game, because that's probably who's going to win this one. So, like, pretty much everybody's in play in this game for me, because I want as much action in this game as I can possibly get in all of my lineups this week.
Oh, for, like, the showdown? If you're doing a showdown contest with this particular game, the possibilities are pretty much limitless on this end. I'm very excited for the game. I don't know if I'm buying that it could possibly live up to the Rams-Chiefs game of yesteryear, but this has all of the makings for a beautiful, beautiful shootout. But you know what? Like, every time we project the shootout, it doesn't happen. Is there any concern that we might be jinxing ourselves here? What if these teams come out flat? Because this is like the game of the year. You said you've been hyping it up on the schedule all season. God, what if we're disappointed? I don't know what I would make
it. Like, it's like 21-17 or something.
Yes, that would be disgusting.
Yeah, I'd be pretty bummed if that's the case.
My biggest worry for the if I'm a Cowboys fan, right? And we talked about this on the Wednesday show. The Raiders went out there. They played single high defense, which is very clearly not how you play Patrick Mahomes if you want to slow him down in any sort of way. It's a big Seahawks tree thing. And now we got Dan Quinn coming from the Seahawks tree. And I understand he's done different stuff with Dallas, but he still leans into single high stuff a little bit more than the rest of the teams. They might get lit up if they run that Raiders game plan, and hopefully they're studying that game more than any other game this season, because they shouldn't be running that. I do kind of think Dallas still probably is the better team, but there is definitely shootout potential here, depending on how Dan Quinn wants to play this one out.
Yeah, I think that Dallas is the better team. Like, when you look at their offense, it's just top to bottom better than the Chiefs, like skill wise, talent wise, right now, in my opinion. Like, Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill, both incredible. Chiefs might have Clyde Edwards-Helaire back in this game. There's a possibility he could be available. We'll find out more about that later today. But if not, it's going to be Darrell Williams again. But after that, it's a bunch of question marks for the Chiefs pass catchers. And Dallas, it's Amari Cooper, CeeDee Lamb, Michael Gallup. Cedric Wilson has even been good this year when he's gotten opportunity. Dalton Schultz, and then Ezekiel Elliott and Tony Pollard. Like, that offense is absolutely loaded. And the Chiefs defense has been playing a lot better recently. I think where they're at right now is closer to what I thought they could be than where they were at the beginning of the season. Like, I didn't come into the season saying this Chiefs defense is going to be the worst defense in the history of football. I think this is more who they are right now, but I don't think they can stop this offense. Like, I don't think that they're going to give this offense problems, because Dak is playing at the best he's ever played in his career right now. And that's why he's garnering MVP buzz. And so I don't think there's a chance we get let down in this one. I'm putting it out there. It is going to be that type of game. There's going to be points everywhere. It's going to be incredible. I think it's going to come down to like a field goal or something like that. But yeah, I'm trying to get as many pieces of this action as I can.
Well, what's surprising for me, looking at the over-under on DraftKings Sportsbook, it's set at 56.5 points. So it's only one of two games on the week that are projected for more than 50 points. The other one's Bengals Raiders. I know we're going to talk about that in a little bit here, but I'm kind of surprised because we did get opening lines for week 12, and the over under for Chiefs Cowboys is actually quite close to the over under for Raiders Cowboys, which that over under for the Thanksgiving game is set at 54.5 points. I feel like if you're a believer in the Raiders Cowboys over 54.5, you have to be like smash, triple smash, quadruple smash, mega smash this Chiefs over under, right? Like, you got to smash the over.
Yeah, I don't even know what the Chiefs can do. Like, what's the plan? Spagnuolo just like blitz, and you're like, hey, I hope we hit people enough where it matters in the fourth quarter, and we're gonna let up some points in the first three quarters. Like, I don't understand how they're gonna be able to stop these guys.
You can listen to the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.